Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. We are live.
Yes, we are.
We were just carrying on in the studio. I got a different sound happening today. We're messing with John's feedback.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God is doing some good, awesome, wonderful, amazing things. We were sharing yesterday, you know, you're not going to believe what God is doing. And if he told you, you wouldn't believe it, but he's doing great and mighty things. The tidal wave of God is coming our way. And those who want to get wet with the presence of God and the washing of his word and the hope and the everything that you were created for. Think about it. Your creator created you and you were designed for him. You were designed for him and his presence. And when those two come together, when you and God come together and his purposes and his design, I mean, you have the greatest fulfillment in your life. There's nothing like the presence of God.
That's right.
When we're right before God, made right through his son, Jesus Christ, and our Lord, his blood. But it's just encouraging. You know, had a chance to be able to meet with Ian Skelly and John Louverin of Digital Media Education, who's been training up people all around the world in the digital media and how to be able to do. And they're the ones that began us years ago, reluctantly.
Yeah. Against our will.
Against our will, until somehow in our sleep,
yeah, right.
came God's wisdom. And it was so cool because they're training people in how to do television programming and mm-hmm. recording and editing and all those wonderful things. And of course their heart is you just got to know them, and you can know them. Digital Media Education, if you want to be a part of what they're doing, you can support them, and they actually are pouring in what God has given them into so many people that don't have the financial capabilities to compensate them, and they don't stop. Remember, one of the driving forces is to empower someone and give them these talents and tools and the language of this generation, which is obviously media. And seeing some of those pictures, isn't that cool? I wish I had some of those pictures to be able to put up on the torch for you to see them. But
awesome.
Name some of the countries that was in. We had Pakistan, Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan, Iraq.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia. And just students coming in and they're training and empowering them, sitting in the back, you know. And if you hang around them long enough, you're just going to see God in their life.
Wow.
And it's just pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And it's Digital Media Education, located on the Emerald Coast, Gulf Coast, Florida. And it's just the beginning, I believe, what God is going to do with them. Well, are you seeing what's taking place in the world right now?
My goodness.
I mean, let's just start with A,
right.
And then work our way to Z. There's been some sort of, what do you call that when you're not really the one doing it, but you're doing it through someone else other than witchcraft?
Vicariously?
Wow.
Yes, Lord.
Where did that come from?
Yes,
wow.
Lord.
Yes.
Did you hear that voice?
Wow.
That was amazing.
Wow.
And
spell it?
Right.
He can. Be
right.
careful.
Yeah, he can.
He can. No, that's not the word. The word is surrogate.
Surrogate.
Okay.
The surrogate war that's been taking place in the Middle East and across the world in different areas, you know, kind of doing battles here and there through other people. But really behind the scenes, when you look at it, you have people that are funding it and promoting it and stirring it up. But you know, some of the things that are being said now and being reported, even by the Blaze and different systematic reports, is that's about to switch, and everybody's gonna get on the front lines because they've already picked sides, pretty much. You know, reportedly they picked, you know, America. Our American leaders picked the Muslim Brotherhood in the Middle East. That's pretty much, you know, it's reported by CBN News and other sources that Al-Qaeda and all the stuff that's happening in Syria, that's actually the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, they just stayed really good, you know, disconnected in a way that they're going like, no.
That's not us.
Yeah, right.
Right.
And and so that's the battle that's going on up there. Well, the leader of Syria, Assad, you know, it's reported that when his father was king, that he brutally, you know, ran the Muslim Brotherhood off. And just like the president of Egypt, Mubarak, did the same thing. He wasn't brutal as Assad's dad, reportedly, but he just said, you know, you can't do that here because it was so damaging to the culture and the people and all. Well, now, you know, we have America funding the Al-Qaeda situation up in Syria to be able to come against King Assad's, you know, King Assad,
right,
who has all that, you know, probably a lot of discord and hatred in someone's heart for what happened through his father. But it's like, you know, if you wouldn't kill me and cut my head off, you know, I wouldn't mind you being around. that you're going to try to cut my head off and eat my, you know, and I also want to tell you, this is literally, you can see it, where somebody killed a soldier, cut him open, took his liver, and took a bite out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
In the cameras to be able to create fear. I mean, that's kind of like, we don't want you here. That's kind of the reason why, you know.
And that's the group the U.S. is supporting.
That's the one the U.S. is supporting. As a matter of fact, I believe that was one of the leaders that they're supporting. And it's like, no, our leaders are getting persecuted just for whatever.
Right.
You know, they're being grilled before Congress, and because, you know, the consequences of all the things, that the choices that they're making and putting them in. And, of course, if you're a mayor, you can do it. But if you're in the... If you're the mayor of San Diego, you can just go through therapy. Ooh. But if you're a soldier, then you're going to go to jail and lose your retirement and everything else, right?
That's right.
Reportedly, allegedly. It's crazy, isn't it?
Wow.
It's really crazy, some of the things going on. And, but listen to this. Russia, it's reported now, which is pretty, you know, but just listen, this was what was being reported. That allegedly Russia has already chosen sides and they're coming on the front lines. No more is this surrogate war situation going on. They're just going, we're for Iran. They're just openly just going, yeah, no more. Yeah. No, Iran and Syria. Yes. But Iran and who is really funding and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it's like, oh, this is that. This is that for Blood Moons. You know, we're a few months away from the Four Blood Moons coming around March or April of 2014.
Right.
And if you haven't yet heard that, I believe that Pastor John Hagee, JHM probably .org or something like that. You know, on John Hagee, just search for his ministry. He's got a book coming out called The Four Blood Moons, but he also has a teaching on DVD. You can listen to it. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about it before it's actually history. Mm. We've been wanting to talk about it, but basically, you can say this: God puts signs in heavens and tells prophets below what He's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see these signs, and when you look at the Book of Acts, I mean, He says, you know, that the blood, the moon will turn to blood. You know, and quite often with our carnal viewpoints of things, we're thinking, "Wow, the moon's going to be bloody."
Yeah, it's JHM. .org, John Hagee Ministries.
Yeah, and get that book. I mean, get the book, get the DVDs. I don't know, sometimes, you know, you have book learners and you have visual learners and audio learners, so get whatever you can get it into you before it happens. But there's been red moons for a year. And when you think about the all the wars that Israel's had since they've been a nation, that there's been, you know, blood moons. you know, there have been four blood moons. And when you look back in history, when they tracked all this, that these big major events had blood moons. And even when we were out walking out the Malachi mandate during the middle of prophesying, you know, Malachi, one night by the fire with men gathered and from all around the city, we're by the campfire and we look up at night when we hear how God began to shift things, even with a major move of God in the earth that the whole earth was focused on. And there was a shift that took place that day. And that's before we understood, you know, red moons as much, but we looked up into the starry sky and it was a red moon. It was like, this is a God shift. This is a God shift. And the beginning of shifts start with pain, but they end in joy.
All right.
So the first moon shows up and it's going to be painful, but the last moon shows up and then there's a blessing. And when you hear about it, well, I guess we're kind of talking about it right now, that, the war's breaking out and the Jews are being persecuted with the first moon. But as the last moon comes back up, they're coming into their own nation. It's like you can't have the fourth moon without the first moon. And I think about the shift that took place with the major move of God. That was a hard moment. That was a hard moment. But God was planning that moment out, because when the fourth moon came, and I'm sure it did, that God began to do even a bigger thing, and a bigger flow and a bigger worldwide thing, and no longer bound by man's traditions. And but it's amazing how God, he's just so in control. He's so in control. And I just want to encourage you, when you start seeing, those that are here from the Lord, and there's so many people here from the Lord, and you can too. It's not just anybody. I mean, you can spend time with God and abide. But prophets, for example, you'll find out that when everybody's happy, they're sad, because not the right happy. They're just kind of like oblivious to. They're like, let's party, get the golden goblets, let's just party and stuff. And so this prophet, God speaking to him, is like, this is going to be, they're fixing to be disciplined if they don't turn from this, and all that kind of stuff. And so he's walking around, or she's walking around, oh, this is so sad. You're not listening. This is not right. And it's like, what's your problem, Elijah? What you walking around so sad about? And then all of a sudden the thing happens. And so now everybody else that was not listening to God, that wasn't listening to God, they are now going through the discipline,
right?
And they're depressed and they're in therapy and they're repenting and they're going, getting back to the original thing. And all of a sudden the prophet that was so sad, that you think that now they would be sad, they're like, "Whoo! I can see positive things happening now." And they're going like, "I have a broken leg." How can you, like, no, but it's just good. It's just good. And it was so cool when I was talking with Ian. Ian kind of went through that same journey when he said, I was feeling kind of, he was seeing these things, but now he feels this reprieve. And I feel it as well. We have the segment on the four. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. You get it ready. It's available. It's called The Heavens Are God's Billboard. Four blood moons coming, and what does it mean to Israel? It's on the VFN Torch, and we'll make it available to you. Hopefully, we might get a chance to be able to even play it today, if it's ready, or just have it keyed up. But it's coming soon. I believe that the months are April 15th, 2014 is when they began, and it'll last to 2015. And some of the things that took place in regards to that is, let me tell you what it is. And by the way, this has been verified by NASA. This is not some weird,
Right.
Actually, those are their dates, right?
This is their, it's like, come on. This is like NASA, and these are historians and all that are talking about this, and it just happens to agree with God's word. But the four blood moons that NASA is predicting, a specific date that lines up with the Jewish calendar, they're continuing to discuss, and you'll hear about the discussion that's taking place, that it's going to start, and it's predicted to start April 15, 2014. And the last, think about this, the last time this happened was on three separate occasions in the last 500 years. Mm. That's a rarity, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Considering America's only how many years old?
And you got 12 year old going like, that happened a long time ago. You know, right. It's like, a long time ago. Oh my goodness, a long time ago. Mm. The first one was in 1492 when King Ferdinand expelled the Jews. Think about that. Mm. You know, for not converting to Catholicism. And he confiscated all their property. But that was the beginning of America, by the way.
Right.
That was the beginning of America. And we're going to hopefully get that segment available for you to be able to hear it. And it's great. We'll get a chance to be able to do that. But so these are exciting days. Yeah. I mean, you've heard us. If you go back and listen and you'll hear these realities and going through that. But I just feel this joy in my heart. I feel this excitement that, you know, God disciplines those he loves. And which means it's not a negative thing. He's turning us to the direction that we need to go.
Right.
If you go to college, for example, or university or school, they call it discipline. So you walk in ignorant, and you leave educated, or you get your money back.
Right.
I don't think you get your money back.
You didn't get yours back.
I didn't get my money back. You didn't get your money back.
Is that true? There's not a refund policy walk out more stupid than you were when you came in?
No.
That is so unfair. It's like, they need a refund. 50% of college graduates. 50% of college graduates need a refund. Think about it. Half of them are not being able to get a job right now.
Yeah.
No. If you refund their money, that gives them the time to be able to figure out how to get employed. Mm-hmm. Okay. What a great business. Let's just get into education, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give us money and we'll give you potential hope.
Right.
But not guaranteed a job now. We will, but et cetera. Well, is it up? Is it ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, great. Right back. We're going to have four blood moons right after this break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are Bibles allowed to be brought into the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work for a private mental health agency, and I'm a Christian, and I read my Bible and have it on my bookcase, and I do that on my own time, but I do it on the premises of the agency. Nothing terrible has happened, but I'm getting some terrible stares and being shunned by some of my other clinicians.
Well, look, the Bible's not a banned book, but if it was only a certain types of books they wanted on the bookshelves because of the type of work you were engaged in, that'd be one thing. But do they allow, Lisa, other therapists to have personal books and reading material at their office?
I don't know yet, but they did introduce a new gentleman who's going to be working with us who happens to be Hindu and bows to everybody in that
within his
posture.
Tradition. Well, look, that's part of their faith tradition, and you should respect that, like they should respect your ability to keep the Bible in place. So you really, no problem there. You shouldn't have any trouble.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, Greg, you ever had a conversation with a believer and you ask them, you know, hey, what is God saying today? What's the Lord saying to you today? And oftentimes you'll hear back, well, you know, my pastor preached last Sunday on X, Y, Z. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you know, that's cool. I mean, I appreciate that. That's awesome. But what did God say to you today?
Right.
And you get this puzzled look back.
It can be really frustrating as a minister, can't it?
Have
you ever heard this Jesus you profess, you know?
Well, let me tell you, abiding is about what God is saying to you individually. That God desires to speak to you, and he's going to speak to you through his word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love John 10. It says, my sheep know my voice.
Yes.
And I remember when I began to start to buy it, mm-hmm. and it was just the most beautiful thing to hear that God wanted to speak to me through his word. You know, if you're out there and you want to hear God's voice and you want to know God in an intimate way and hear what he's saying to you specifically about your situation, because God cares about you.
Yes, he
cares about everything that's happening in your life, what you're going through. And the Bible is not a history book, but it's a living book because it comes from the author. And God wants to speak to you directly about your situation and your life and how much he loves you. You know, if you go to iabide.org, you can request a simple plan just to learn how to abide, how to spend time with him and hear his voice. I encourage you to do that. iabide.org.
I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you could think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you're running after things, a man, and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. And what it is, you were seeking after him in the wrong places. Listen, he is after you. And the fact that you've done that means you're after him. But you just got to get on the right road. You just got to get off the religious road and get on the relationship road. You got to meet God. The whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life, but you've got to meet him. You meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for you to be in relationship with the creator of the universe. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about a joyful walk in the Lord. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Of course, joining me is Pat and John.
Yes, we're going to be sharing right now about the heavens are God's billboard for blood moons coming, and what does it mean for Israel. And this is just a conversation that we were having in regards to what John Henge was sharing about what is going to happen, that he really is just looking at what NASA is reporting. So we want
NASA. NASA is an island.
That's in the Bahamas, bro.
Are they making fun of my accent?
Vess?
Are they making fun? Listen, right. It's a whole lot better than wrestling, all right?
Oh!
It's like that now.
Oh!
Anyway, listen up and be encouraged.
We had a chance to listen to the four blood moons that's been speaking of by several different people, but one that's recently delivering it in a good, thorough way is
John Hagee.
But John Hagee Ministries, and he thoroughly put things together with rabbis, with NASA, and he did it to present it in a way that he could comfortably say, based on what he's saying, was, I'm not saying this, they're saying this, the Bible's saying this. And what it is four blood moons, four blood moons. And when you look at the book, when the Bible tells us very specifically that the purpose of the stars and everything put into place in the heavenlies was to be able to be a sign, their signs. And you look at, Acts chapter 2, he says that that the blood will turn, the moon would turn to blood. Moon would turn to blood. And, of course, the first reading of that quite often with many people, that they would just suppose that blood, literal blood, would be coming off the moon versus blood red.
Right.
Blood red. And and it looks like, you know, and this is what he reports, that there was three times in 500 years, there was four blood moons.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The first time was in 1642.
1492.
And the first thing that when you think about 1492, if you're an American, is that's when Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
The ocean blue, Christopher Columbus.
Right.
Right. And then that was, and then
that's
it. I was leaning forward.
That was it.
And then, but what does that represent? What else happened in 1642 when there was four blood moons?
I think that that's when King Ferdinand of Spain actually expelled the Jews out of Spain, and because they wouldn't convert to Catholicism. And that confiscated their property and really just ran them, pushed them, persecuted them.
So it was convert or be expelled.
Right.
And so with that, you had some folks that gave some money to somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, we got to find us a new place.
Mm-hmm.
We got to find us a new place. And so they gave this guy, what's his name? Chris, what's his name? Yeah, Christopher Columbo. Christopher Columbus.
That's right. Yeah.
Think about that. So you had Ferdinand. There'll be a day that people kill you and think they're doing God a favor.
Mm.
That's such a true word.
Right.
And they're really, in the name of God, they are telling the Jews that, you know, you're going to have to convert or be expelled. And, of course, they went to go look for a new place.
Yeah.
Right.
And they sent Christopher Columbus. So America's discovered under the unction of Ferdinand being driven by an evil spirit.
Satan, right?
Yeah.
And, but yet what he meant for evil, God meant for good.
That's
because
right.
A nation was about to be discovered that the whole world would eventually be buying things by their currency that would be, would win world wars on behalf of the world, that would protect and stand within 11 minutes of Israel becoming a nation that it would stand up for after God taking out the previous president 2 weeks, you know, just prior.
Yes.
Anyway. And so that's huge thing. That was four blood moons that happened in
1492.
Pat says.
Yep.
Yes.
No, that's what Hagee said.
That's what Pat
I
says.
Just wrote it down.
That's what Pat says. Hagee says.
Yeah, there you go. 1948 was
something.
Yeah.
The but then the next particular time it happened with the four blood moons. This is NASA documenting. This was in May 1948, and what happened in May of 1948 is something very, very significant. Mm-hmm. That was the month and the year that Israel became a nation.
That's right.
Yeah. The fulfillment of prophecy. Think about it. The first time was when Ferdinand was persecuting Israel, the Jews. The second time in 500 years was when Israel became a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And they declared that this was that they were a nation. And with that, America, who was, now you know the roots that because of Ferdinand and Christopher Columbus and going to a new land and the Jews financing this whole thing, was now America stood up immediately within 11 minutes. President Truman, as soon as they declared that they were going to be a nation,
mm-hmm.
that they backed, he put the force of America behind that.
Mm-hmm.
The force of America behind that decision within 11 minutes.
When America was known and was respected, I mean, it's a pretty huge thing back then to say that.
That feared. That had some weight back then.
Feared.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so with that, that was another time within 500 years, there was four blood moons. And in each of these times, they began these four blood moons. The first moon would come and there would be tears and devastation. What? We're being persecuted? What? We're being excommunicated? What? We're being forced to leave,
mm-hmm.
you know, Spain? Is that what's taking place now? Ferdinand is doing this to us? And it ends with tears, but then they end up in America. It begins in tears, but it ends with
joy
in discovering America.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so many people, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about it in the extra hour about not getting weary and well-doing, that they give up at the beginning of a process.
Mm.
But you don't want to give up at the beginning of a process because you're not going to get to the joy part. And the second time was when Israel became a nation, but they had to fight. They started with, you know, the persecution of all of the Jews and Hitler and all the evilness that was going on. But it ended up with them being in...
In America?
A nation in 1948.
A nation. Oh, yeah.
And the third time this happened, and notice how Israel is kind of a common factor in these four blood moons. And the next time it happened was in 1967 in the Yom Kippur War, when all of Jerusalem was finally put into the hands of Israel. Prior to that, they had undefensible borders, mm-hmm. and it was just like, we're here, but boy, we could, and outside of God, there's no way, you know. And and that's why it was so horrific for our president to even say back in May, that we're going to go back to the 1967 borders.
Right.
And that's going back where Four Blood Moons. He said, let's go back and revisit Four Blood Moons when, think about that.
Wow.
When you were attacked.
Yeah, when you were attacked. And there was four blood moons in the sky. Mm. And with that, that was a huge thing. They got Jerusalem now was inside of Israel, and the present borders that you have today was in 1967. And they were forced into that war, and they won.
Yes. While they were fasting, they were attacked.
Yeah, they were fasting. They were attacked.
Think about sowed in tears. Think about what horrific thing to be attacked. And at the end of all of this, Jerusalem came right up underneath the nation of Israel.
Huh? Yeah.
The justice, you know, of God.
They begin in tears. It ends up in victory. And so here we are again. You know, that's three times in 500 years. Guess what? It's about to happen again. Mm-hmm. It's about to happen again. It's going to start in April 15th of 2014. And then it's going to be a procession of two red moons, a
eclipse,
lunar
solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm. It was dark, so that'd be a lunar, wouldn't it?
Not solar.
No. Solar? Okay. Oh, eclipse, solar eclipse. And then two red moons again.
Yeah.
And maybe about, 18 months or something like that. Yeah. But it's going to begin in a few months.
Yeah.
So you might want to know this. Mm-hmm. You might want to know this because it's about to happen again. And, of course, the Lord could come back at any moment, at any time. And he says in the last trumpet, when the last trumpet sounds, then he would come for his church. That we'd be taken away. And when you look at Revelation and study Revelation, and it says, blessed is the man who does study Revelation, the book of Revelation, is he talks about there's a scroll, a title deed to earth that is given from God to Jesus. He literally takes the scroll, and on the scroll has seven seals. And each of these seals represent different judgments that are taking place, but they're happening in the context of minimum force necessary to bring as many people under the Lamb as possible. And then on the very last of the seven seals, it represents the next phase of judgment, which are seven trumpets. Mm. And what's interesting about that is there's a last trumpet. So although not even the Son of God knows the hour of the time, we do have a understanding that when the last trumpet sounds, mm-hmm. the church will be taken away, because after that last trumpet sounds, that's when seven bowls of judgment are poured out on the earth. If you haven't heard it yet, you've got to go to John Hagee Ministries and hear his explanation of the four blood moons. He does an excellent job talking about them and his study, and he had a whole crew come together to make sure that there was authenticity to what he was sharing and the evidence. And it's about evidence. This is what NASA's saying. The things that we've been talking about is NASA, mm-hmm. what they're saying, and also what took place in the history of the Jews. And Israel's a time clock. You can watch what happens to the apple of God's eye and realize, when you understand the size of Israel and the hatred towards Israel and the church and Christians, that just looking at the size of Israel, then anybody in the natural sense could take it out, but you can't take it out because God's protecting it.
That's right.
And so it's a sign. Mm-hmm. It's a sign to everyone that God is a God of his word, and he's fulfilling everything that he said. And the four blood moons is what we're talking about, and we're continuing the conversation. You need to pick it back up again if you missed it. Is it's going to be again. It's been 400 years. 500 years has happened three times, and it's about to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to happen again. And NASA's the one that's documented each of these. And it's going to begin on, and understand, this is how you tell time. This is how you tell seasons, by where the moon is, based on whether you're the water in your ocean and your gulf or wherever you're at, your body of water will actually come closer to you based on where the moon is, and it'll stay further away from you. They call it a tide.
Whether your wireless communication is going to work or not is based on the sun, how the sun's going to work. I mean, gravity and all these different things. It's very important where the positioning of things are, where we tell seasons. When you tell seasons about when to plant, when not to plant, you know, what's taking place in the context of the winter or summer, the positioning of all these different things. Well, sundial was how they used to be able to tell time. Well, understand, it's just recently where we had, you know, watches, and then we had, you know, it used to be some big clock on some building somewhere, and progressed all the way to now we walk around with digital time. But that's just recently. That's the last couple of segments of society, of moments of time. And it's just a phenomenon of our culture that just happened recently. And in that, but God tells time, tells us about the time and the signs in the heavens, the moons, the stars, and the sun. Sun is a star.
It's God's billboard, right?
It's God's billboard, right? And so this is about to begin again. I mean, think about it. The first time was Ferdinand throwing the Jews out, you know, convert or be expelled and take all their stuff. And they give money to Christopher Columbus, and he discovers America on behalf of financed by Israel, and started in tears and ended up with America. The next time was it started with Hitler and all the things that he was doing, killing 6 million Jews at the Holocaust, and just tragedy. But it ended up with Israel and their own nations coming together, realizing we can't be all over the place. We got to get to our own nation because these folks have lost it out here. And it ends with their own nation. Then, you know, Islam comes in, you know, Muslims come in and try to make war with Israel in 1967. And they had the 1967 Yom Kippur War. And it begins in tears, obviously a war they did not want. But it ends in victory where they have the present borders that they could defend now, where they couldn't defend the 1967 borders, including Jerusalem, the city in which Jesus Christ is going to rule. And his feet are going to come down and be on top of the Mount of Olives at is now inside of Israel's control.
Right.
That's why Satan hates it so much. That's why, you know, all of Satan's religions out there hate the fact it's like, this is the truth's going to be coming down.
Yeah, this is called catching a clue. It didn't end well for the last group that tried to attack Israel. You know, it'd be wisdom to take heed, you know, with a country smaller than the state of New Jersey, and it's still surviving strong. And I read somewhere that allegedly they have the fourth strongest military in the world.
Wow. In the natural sense, but in the spiritual sense, you have the strongest.
Of course. Well, they have the real Iron Dome, which is God's hand over Israel.
You know?
And Gabriel stands watch. So, I mean, listen. If you're forging some ideas right now, take heed. Take heed. This is not going to end well for you. I mean, this is wisdom.
This is important. We have a lot of listeners that are in Egypt. And the Middle East. We just want to encourage you that history says it's not going to end well. And listen up, because this is what I'm about to talk about next in these four blood moons. We'll let you know you want to be part of the 1/6 that doesn't join in.
Yes.
What's taking place. But here we are about to happen again. The four blood moons is about to take place. And look what's taking place. You have Russia coming in from the north, wanting the resources of the Middle East and Israel. You have Syria, a volatile nation, but Russia is coming in now and arming Syria in such a way to prevent anybody from interfering with what they're probably facilitating along with Iran.
Right.
So when you look at Iran, that's focused on nuclear weapons and wanting to destroy Israel, you're looking at all this discontent, but yet being so small like Israel is, you have to destroy these weapons. And so you're going to look at Israel at some point. You're going to say that they've crossed the red line. Now it's time to take out these 6 potential nuclear sites in Iran. How many? 12?
12.
Reportedly 12. Obviously, we don't know. We just heard what we're hearing. But I would believe John Hagee would definitely know.
Yeah.
And with that, that will unite those who are against Israel. And They always say the enemy of my enemy is my friend. It's kind of like their driving force. And so this would bring a massive amount of people against Israel. This is when, you know, God's about to show himself mighty, which he does it continually there. But, and this is all within a few moments of when these four blood moons come again. What does that mean? Well, based on history, it means they have always started in tears, but they end up in victory. It may look real horrific and real bad at the beginning. Care us not that we perish. Understand that God's about to say peace to the storm.
Right.
And on the first red moon is going to begin on April the 15th of 2014, which, you know, at this broadcast now is not far away. And you want to be prepared. At whatever time you have between now and then, and I really believe it's not going to be suddenly, it's going to be something that, as we're just seeing it happen now, is be on the right side of history and start doing what Jesus says. You know?
Yeah.
You know, get rid of the bracelet that says WWJD and start living a life that says WWJD.
I know that's right.
You know, and or TWJD. This is what Jesus would do.
That's right.
Right.
And so, because this puppy's coming, this is going to be major.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the next blood moon after April 15th is September.
October the 8th.
Right. That's
2014.
The Passover is
April
15th. April 15th. And Sukkot, Sukkot is October the
8th. Okay, October the 8th. And then that's the next red moon. And then you're going to have a solar eclipse, right?
Which is a miracle in itself.
Right.
All
between
that
between these four between, red moons.
Yeah. Yes. That's like, whew.
And this is what is reported, that, you know, moons are signs to Israel and the sun is a sign to the world.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you have Israel and the world, and you have the world squoze in between two signs for Israel. He says that the sun would turn to blood. I mean, you think about it, you know, you can look in your Bible at Acts chapter 2. He talks about that this very well could be a sign of his coming, and nobody's saying this is when the Lord's going to return, but he very well could. He could even return prior to this taking place. If somebody says, well, I'm waiting for the seven trumpets, and the last one is like, that could happen about beep, 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 beep.
Right, it's right, like, right.
That was it. You didn't have time to prepare for that. Yeah, but he talks about it. He says in Acts chapter 2, he says, I'll pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men dream dreams. Even on your servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness. And that's what we're talking about. In between these two red moons, the sun goes dark. And the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of our Lord.
Wow.
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So we're looking at two blood moons on one side of the sun turning dark, then the sun turns dark, and then you have two red moons on the other side. I mean, this is huge. This is like four times what in 500 some odd years now,
right?
According to NASA, and the date of after the solar eclipse, right, then you have another red moon, and that's what
April 4th,
which is Passover. Then it's Passover then, and then finally you have one more.
Right, that's September 28th.
Yeah, which is Sukkot.
Okay. And so you're thinking, my goodness, that's amazing. Well, this is reality. This is taking place. This is taking place. And so you only have a short period of time to prepare. And we've been preparing. Oh, my God, I can't tell you. I can't tell you how, you know, we've been preparing, because I believe the greatest harvest and the great awakenings and all the things that are going to be taking place in the earth, that the church is going to awaken. Ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. It begins in tears and it ends with victory. What does that mean? Is that though we may go through something, that if we hold fast and we don't give up, and we're talking about not get weary and well doing, then we will have a harvest. The harvest will come. But it's a process of that. It's a process. And you think about the Jews. I mean, everything that they've been through, all the different things they've gone through, but they still are staying steadfast. They're still united. They're still tracing back their roots, to the lineage, all the way back to Abraham, to assure that they are keeping what God told them to keep.
That's right.
And there's nothing more powerful. And this is suddenly going to happen, that all of a sudden the blinders are going to be removed off the eyes of the Jews, and they're going to come in once the full number of the Gentiles come in. And so some people keep on, live like they always have tomorrow, and it's like it's getting really close.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when they see the deliverance of God, when they see the enemy come in like a flood, and they turn to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they cry out, and they see God's hand move, you're going to see, because Israel's very secular, by the way. It's very secular, and yes. It's just amazing, even though he's also very religious. But when they see God move, you're going to see the Jews turning back to God in a big way. We're going to see you can't help but turn to a God who just rescued you from death.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know. That could be the moment that their eyes open to Yahshua, the Messiah. And so here we are, four blood moons and a solar eclipse is going to begin in just a few moments away, and be ready. Be ready. If you have not yet begun, if you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, now's the time.
Now would be the time.
I don't care if you've been religious. I'm talking about, do you know of Jesus? Do you know him, and does he know you? This is so very important, because many people can be religious. Many people can effectively do the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 7, but yet, they preach a gospel and a kingdom that they themselves are not in, nor will they enter in. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said it. He said, many people are going to come to me that day and say, Lord, Lord, did we not? And he lists all these manifestations that happen in the kingdom of God. And he's going to say, yeah, but I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers, which means I'm not saying, are you religious? I'm not saying, are you working with or in some ministry somewhere? Are you showing up on some gathering someplace or some crystal cathedral or some coffee shop? I'm saying, do you know Jesus? Do you hear him? Do you know his voice? Are you his disciple? You know, today's the day you need to make that decision. You want to make it now. Understand, America's optional. Israel's not. Right. Guaranteed Israel will stand. Our hopes is, and we've been praying for,
mm-hmm.
that God would spare America only for this reason. This is the only reason America would be so spared. It's the same reason it was founded.
Mm-hmm.
Was for how we're going to stand with Israel. It was founded by Christopher Columbus when he came and God led his ship past this square earth to a round earth, to find out he didn't fall off the edge, to be able to have a place that would stand for Israel. I was saying stand for Israel, and that would be there in 1948, that it was Israel, it was the Jews that financed the Revolutionary War that was, yes. going on during that time. And it's so integrated. It's not optional. Hello, America. It's not optional. And if we will get it right with God and Israel, if we will get it right with God and Israel through Jesus Christ, if we'll do that, there's a chance that we can have a significant role to play in prophetic history. April 15th, 2014 is the beginning of four blood moons.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier.
Mm.
You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supplies. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today, and God's bringing people to himself, and you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out, and people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is, you need to go where God is calling you, and that's where you go. You stay, you relate, you know, you function, and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
We have a great way for you, our VFN Radio listeners, to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.
John, do you know the VFN TV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And yes, everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFN TV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFN TV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, some any prophetic words that are coming out. You know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFN TV. It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
And of course, joining me is Pat and John. Oh, my goodness, the four blood moons. I mean, that is, go ahead and get the videos, get the books, get the audios, go to, it's jhm.org, John Hagee Ministries, and get it in you before it happens. You could actually be moving prophetically. Mm-hmm. You could move prophetically and be prepared and let others know to be prepared, because they always begin in weeping. And one way to think about that too is prepare yourself for a little struggle. Mm. Prepare yourself for a little struggle. You know, as you get older, like Pat, that you got to work harder. You got to think about it, because you can live such a life that you're never challenged.
Right.
Your body's never challenged. That your mind's never challenged. And people just don't really think anymore. And that's one thing that, you know, we keep in the conversation light. We want to get you thinking, using your mind again.
Critical thinking.
And so many things are trying to think for us today. You know, you don't, when you're going somewhere, traveling from state to state, you can just pull up your Google Maps or whatever, or your
Android or whatever.
Yeah, what do you call the GPS? And you don't have to do nothing but just kind of follow the voice that you chose, you know? Mm-hmm. And that sometimes it's good to just pull out a map and just see where you are in life. Oof. Just look around you. You know, and when you do that, they say your brain lasts, that your brain will grow. And as long as you'll continue to learn, then your brain will continue to function. And we've lived in the
There's
learning
hope.
Curve. And what's going to happen when you push yourself past what you know, you're going to be in a place like, where am I? Mm. But the thing about it is, it's because you pushed yourself so far. In your ability so far, your brain is going to have to grow. Mm-hmm. You know, God's going to have to touch you. And if they say, this is what I heard said recently, is that a child will learn more but on the age of four, mm-hmm. between 4 and 5, more than a young adult will learn in 4 years of college.
Mm. Yeah.
Think about that.
Amazing.
I mean, we should have paid better attention when we were four.
Yeah,
five.
Right. Should ask better questions.
You should ask better questions, right?
And and but that you think, oh my goodness, you know, I can't push myself this far. And think about it, yeah, push yourself, you know, begin to just do things consciously, even if you gotta play solitaire with physical cards to begin to get yourself thinking outside the box again. Don't just sit there and stare at the boob tube or the boob screen or the whatever they call them now, and your telephones and all that. You know, get involved in life. And what we want to do, and I know that we're fixing to go, is, you know, get in a debate with someone that causes you to know what you believe. Begin, not a mean debate or anything like that, just somebody who, you know, is willing to talk about all the viewpoints and begin to just ask yourself, you know, why? Don't be scared of why, because God's bigger than why when you're looking at different things. And as a matter of fact, when we come back in the beginning of the extra hour, we'll talk more about that. God, grow our brains. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those that are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, anytime, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the torch, or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you. Taking VFN Radio and VFNTV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today, you may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to Facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you.
take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.